More letters next week. In our next news section, we have concessions on parking at the hospital, and diabetes and sight loss are just two of the subjects covered in this part.
Free parking and discounted meals will be offered to carers who support their loved ones in the county's biggest hospital. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital is launching a carer's passport this week during Carers Week, which ends on Sunday, June the 17th. It will be available on all adult inpatient wards, with the issuing of the passport at the discretion of the nurse in charge. It offers some concessions as a small gesture of thanks and appreciation, which include discounted meals in the main restaurant and coffee shops in the west and east outpatient areas, as well as free parking. The carer's passport is for unpaid carers of any age who provide support to the patient while they are in hospital. Liz Yaxley, Dementia Services Manager at the hospital, said, "We are very much looking forward to offering the passport to all adult inpatient wards as a way of showing our thanks."
Almost 18,000 people in Norfolk are at risk of losing their sight due to diabetes, research claims. Olympic rower Sir Steve Redgrave has joined forces with Specsavers and the Royal National Institute of Blind People to warn of the risks of blindness linked to the condition. Sophie Castle from the RNIB said, "Sadly, all too often, people with diabetes can lose their sight due to complications. Yet with early detection through regular eye tests and specialist diabetic eye screening, followed by timely treatment, sight loss due to diabetic retinopathy can be prevented." The campaign follows Mr. Redgrave admitting that losing his sight is one of his biggest worries, as his diabetes means he is up to 20 times more likely to lose his sight than those without the condition. Research supported by RNIB reveals that London, Manchester and Liverpool are among the UK cities at greatest risk of blindness due to diabetic retinopathy.
Motorists can expect more than 9 months of disruption in Norwich city centre after a £2.75 million regeneration of Prince Wales Road was approved by councillors. The works are the latest in a series of changes to city centre roads. The scheme will also see changes to Rose Lane, Mountergate, King Street and Upper King Street. Once the works are complete, motorists will be able to turn right out of Mountergate towards the train station. There'll be new cycle lanes installed in Prince Wales Road and Bank Street. It will also see King Street, St. Faith's Lane and Eastbourne Place closed to all but cyclists and pedestrians. The works are scheduled to start this November after the Norwich Highways Agency Committee approved the scheme. A Transport for Norwich spokesman could not confirm there would be no closures. Mike Stonard, the committee's vice chairman, said, "I welcome the scheme and think it will significantly improve traffic flow in the area."
People are being asked what they would want to see in a new recycling centre as council bosses search for a replacement site for when Milecross Tip closes. The contract for the Milecross Recycling Centre in Swanton Road, the main tip used by people in Norwich, runs out in September 2021. Bosses at Norfolk County Council, which rents that site, is ready to spend £2.75 million on a replacement, but is launching a consultation to ask people in the city what would be important at a new centre. Along with Broadland District Council, council bosses had worked up a business case for a replacement recycling centre as part of a scheme called the Norwich Depot Hub, on land near Norwich International Airport. Along with the recycling centre, it would have integrated highway maintenance, street cleaning, vehicles and a salt store for gritting on a single site. But after analysis showed the depot hub would not make enough savings to justify the outlay, the idea was scrapped, leaving the council needing to identify a new site. Martin Wilby, chairman of the council's Environment, Development and Transport Committee, said, "We'd love to hear from as many people as possible, as the feedback will help shape the design of the brand new recycling centre. We don't yet know where the new recycling centre will be located, although a possible site could be near Norwich Airport. This consultation is an important early step for us as we want to hear what people would like to see in a new recycling centre. And now Neha is going to read a news article.
The Festival of the Summer Solstice is coming to Norwich again to celebrate the warmer weather. An event which celebrates love and light, freedom and generosity will take place on June 23rd at Jernet's Bar on King Street, Norwich. Entry to the dance festival will open at 7:30 p.m. and will go on until 11 p.m. The venue will also open its doors an hour earlier so festival attendees can get their face painted by Samantha of Filigree Face and Body Art. Each regular face paint will cost £4, whilst paintings with jewels will cost £6. The Eastern Beat Summer Solstice celebration is hosted by Anam Kara Dance. The dance school focuses on modern belly dancing as well as an American tribal style of dance. Tickets to the event can be purchased at the door for £12 from 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit the Eastern Beast Summer Solstice Celebration Facebook page. And now back to Rupert.
One of the region's largest employers has been recognised for helping bring hundreds of young people into employment. Insurer Aviva was presented with a Norwich for Jobs Gold Award by Norwich North MP Chloe Smith for providing jobs to more than 1,000 people aged 18 to 24. As well as offering work, the company has run work taster sessions which enable Norwich for Jobs candidates to find out more about the business and bolster their CVs, with some going on to get jobs at the group. Rob Townend, Managing Director of Aviva UK General Insurance, said, "Norwich for Jobs is a fantastic initiative to help get young people into the workforce. We are incredibly proud to receive this gold award by bringing fabulous young people full of energy and enthusiasm into Aviva." Ms. Smith added, "Norwich companies, large and small, are stepping up and helping Norwich for Jobs reach their goal of supporting young people entering employment."